Kurt, what do you believe is the number one issue in Carrboro that needs to be addressed?
I think the number one issue is really the affordable housing and employment inequality crisis that's really started to really get a lot more force in the past 10 to 20 years. There's hardly any homes that people can afford to buy who are middle income earners, and we don't have any jobs in between minimum wage retail and restaurant jobs and people making high earnings at the university. Other than that, it's people have to outcommute to Research Triangle Park for their employment. And I think we can do a lot better on letting people work locally and utilizing our proximity to UNC and using those relationships with those departments to build more capacity for local employment.
And you mentioned it there a little bit, but in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues that Carrboro faces?
Besides forming closer bonds with the university, I think we also need to also increase our bike and pedestrian safety on our streets. And I think that's what really draws the creative class millennials who desire that kind of lifestyle. And I think we've made good inroads as a community to offer that, but we don't lack those employment opportunities that people are looking for. They're going to move here because of our walking and bikeability, but what's going to make them stay?
We're speaking with Carrboro Board of Aldermen candidate Kurt Stolka. How, as a member of the Board of Aldermen, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Carrboro are heard?
Well, I think we need to activate our public spaces better. We don't have a lot of social equity in our town. You go to Weaver Street and you can see that there's only a certain kind of people that show up there, and it's a great resource for people to meet at, but we're not making it inviting to the entire community in all income levels. And I think we could do a lot better of increasing programming and activities at our public spaces, because that's the only environment where people can meet equally regardless of how much money they make. And they can provide more input that way in terms of what they think is important in their neighborhood and throughout town.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I think there's not a lot of representation for someone with a young family. There's people that have been here a long time and young people, but I think there needs to be a better voice for people with families that don't have a lot of time to care about what might affect their kids. Just from the busy days that the people live day to day, commuting to job, dropping people off at school, taking them to activities, and I think there's not a loud voice for reprioritizing what's important. We need to prioritize Carrboro as a place for people and make it safe enough for people to walk and bike to school, walk and bike to see friends, and visit downtown without being full of anxiety about being hit by a car.